now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese People's Liberation Army set up an information support force. Chinese President Xi Jinping presented a flag to the force at its establishment ceremony in Beijing. He stressed efforts to build a strong and modernized information support force. The Chinese Defense Ministry described the force as a brand new strategic arm of the PLA. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi continues his visit to Indonesia. He's chaired a high-level meeting on cooperation between the two countries. On Thursday, the Chinese Foreign Minister met Indonesian President Joko Widodo and President-elect Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. The two sides agreed to advance ties and strengthen coordination and cooperation. Robilin Purba reports from Indonesia.
This is the fourth high-level dialogue that has happened in these talks between China and Indonesia in economic cooperation. And Mr. Luhut Panjaitan, the coordinating minister for investment and maritime affairs, have said in the meetings that the next administration will definitely continue Mr. Jokowi's programs, continuing the strong friendship between China and Indonesia. Now, this is the backstory for this is that President-elect Mr. Prabowo Subianto have also visited Beijing and also has says that he will continue Mr. Jokowi, the current president of Indonesia, in his programs and infrastructure development. Reno Marsudi, foreign affairs minister of Indonesia, in the talks have said that in her meeting with Mr. Wang Yi, she can conclude that Indonesia and China will continue strong commitments for collaboration in all sectors.
Authorities say China's non-financial outbound direct investment came in at nearly 243 billion yuan in the first quarter, up 12.5%. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the investment in ASEAN members saw rapid growth, jumping 36.7%. The non-financial outbound investment in countries participating in the Belt and Road Initiative reached over 54 billion yuan, accounting for 22.4% of the total. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed that there is no damage to Iran's nuclear sites in an attack in the country's Isfahan province. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi called on all parties to exercise restraint, saying nuclear facilities should not be the targets of military confrontation. Officials in Israel and the U.S. have confirmed Israeli missile strikes on Iran. Local media reports say Iran's activated air defense systems in several regions. Ehsan Kevani reports from Iran.
Officially, we can't say Iran is under the Israeli attack because we are here dependent on the official reports from the Iranian government and the Iranian media. What we have had so far is that in Isfahan, in the early hours of Friday, we had some suspicious flying objects, and that's why the air defense systems were activated, and we had some very loud explosion sounds in the eastern parts of Isfahan. The army has issued an announcement, in fact, telling more details about that, but we still have to wait for official reports. Isfahan is home to some very important nuclear facilities in Iran. We have Natanz nuclear facilities and a number of other important air bases.
Japan started the release of a fifth round of nuclear-contaminated wastewater from the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean. Despite opposition from local fishermen and residents, as well as backlash from the international community, plant operator TEPCO started discharging the radioactive wastewater on Friday morning. Similar to the previous four rounds, around 7,800 tons of wastewater, which still contains tritium, a radioactive substance, will be discharged until May 7th. Authorities say a Russian strategic bomber has crashed in the south of the country. The plane crashed in a district of the Stavropol territory while returning to its home airfield after completing a combat mission. The Russian Defense Ministry says a rescue team assisted three of the bomber's crew members. The plane was not carrying ammunition and it caused no destruction on the ground. United Arab Emirates is struggling to recover from the heaviest recorded rainfall ever to hit the desert nation. Dubai International Airport's allowed global carriers to again fly into Terminal 1 at the airfield. Long-haul carrier Emirates has begun allowing local passengers to arrive at Terminal 3. The organizing committee of the 2024 Beijing Half Marathons announced that the results of the leading four runners in the event are annulled. Medals and prize money given to He Jie, Robert Keeter, Willie Menengut, and Dejeni Bekila will be retrieved. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.